I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Let's Get Civical.
This is the podcast where we break down politics, government structure, and dive into the context of current events, but in a super fun way. I'm Lizzie Stewart, comedian, feminist, and political junkie.
And I'm Arden Walentowski, former Senate intern, campaign staffer, and political strategist.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about the presidential pardon.
So grab your neighborhood felon.
And let's get civical.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm Lizzie Stewart.
And I'm Arden Walentowski.
And today we are going to be talking about presidential pardons.
Heard of her?
Pardon me, ma'am.
Excuse me.
I beg your pardon.
That's right, you do.
That's exactly how it happens. Thank you. Have a good night. We love you. Goodbye.
See you next week.
I am very excited to talk about presidential pardons, but
really?
Before we talk about presidential pardons,
oh my God.
We literally must define words.
Great, yeah.
And I want you to define
words. To define the words? Okay, great.
Because there's the different terms
yep.
that all mean kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Methinks, I hate it.
Great. Well, hopefully you won't hate it after we define some of these terms.
Try me.
Okay. So the two terms that are actually like in the Constitution are pardon and reprieve.
Love.
Right. Okay. But let's take just a step back.
I just took one,
a two oop, touch. Oop,
oop, those oop, are my
step
steps.
Back. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about these. All these things fall under the word clemency, which just refers to like a general act of leniency or mercy, like within the justice system. So a pardon from a political official is a government decision that allows a person who has been convicted of a crime to be freed and absolved of that conviction if there was a conviction. So that's generally, you know,
that's what we're talking.
Presidential pardon, there are gubernatorial pardons,
yes,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
There's also amnesty.
Okay, great. Love it. See, more terms.
More terms. Mm-hmm. And amnesty is when that somebody issues a pardon for a group of people.
Okay, so like the president is like, Lizzie and Arden, amnesty. Or does it have to be more than two?
It would be, yeah. I mean, that would be a couple.
Lizzie and Arden and our producer, Kate.
Right.
Amnesty.
Amnesty. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Let's say
if we had
more.
Done something that was egregious altogether.
Give us time.
Great.
Give us time.
We are in Brooklyn.
Anything is possible in Brooklyn. Do you read the news?
No sleep. So, yeah. So like an example of an amnesty would be when President Carter. You know I love President
Friend
Carter.
Friend of the show, Jimmy.
Listen, I would die.
My actual I best friend, die. Jimmy Carter. We should have him on the show.
I love this short old man so much.
Jimmy, if you're listening, which I know you are, first of all, love you. Second of all, call me and let's get you on the show.
We will come to wherever you are.
Yes.
Where I will help build Habitat for Humanity.
Me too. We'll build a house.
We have to make this happen.
Oh, God. Now we have to build a house.
Now we have to build a house.
Shit.
It's fine. And we have to go to D.C. It's all going to happen. So amnesty,
yes,
to take it back.
Jimmy Carter.
Is like when Carter gave amnesty, or an example of amnesty, is when Carter gave it to the people who had evaded the draft during the Vietnam War.
Oh, yes, yes, yes,
so
yes,
so like
yes.
Everybody who was like, I
don't
want to
do this because
this draft.
This is a bad thing.
I got to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He gave them all amnesty. So they were no longer, you know, breaking the law.
Yeah. So amnesty just basically means you cannot be tried for this crime.
Yeah. Like, you can't, if somebody was going to try you, or if you had been tried, if you had been convicted, it like nullifies
it. It's like, goodbye.
Yeah.
I release you.
Go fly away, okay. Freebird.
Great. Yep. I love.
Then there's a reprieve.
Talk to me about what that means.
Which is the other one that's in the Constitution. It's a temporary postponing of a criminal sentence. Usually particularly a death sentence.
But like postponing, not like it's gone forever.
No, it's just like a postponement.
You're going to die in now 6 months.
Right.
Okay.
The other term that sometimes gets thrown around is a commutation of a sentence.
Yes.
Which just reduces a judicial sentence to a punishment that's less severe.
So it's like you had the death penalty, now you have life without parole. Like that?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Something that's like less severe. In terms of pardons.
Yes.
A presidential pardon can be conditional or unconditional.
Like my love.
Right.
So what's the difference between conditional and unconditional pardons, not my love?
Right. Conditional is when the effectiveness of the pardon depends on the person who's being pardoned fulfilling some kind of condition. Or like some kind of status. So like the Governor Cuomo of New York.
Heard of him.
Fix
the MTA, Cuomo.
Literally. We were late.
We were late to this very recording.
Because
Cuomo.
Of the MTA. So he recently issued a conditional pardon that restored the right to vote for New Yorkers who were on parole.
Oh.
But he did it with conditions.
Okay.
So the governor, Governor Cuomo, issued this pardon and had some conditions. So it's including if the person is living successfully in the community by maintaining required contact with his or her parole officer and remaining at liberty of the time of the review. And then they're like reviewing people who are on parole to see if they meet those standards.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a parolee who does not meet those conditions,
they don't get the vote.
Then they lose their, yeah, they like aren't, they no longer enjoy the
right to vote.
The right to vote under the pardon because it's
got
a conditional pardon.
And then an unconditional pardon is just
like
go with God.
Go with God, Godspeed.
I release you.
Like what Joe Arpaio got.
Sweet Joe. We'll talk about him later.
Uh-huh.
Great.
Yeah.
I love the definitions.
I know, right? It's good. You can also exclude people from a pardon.
Good.
Right?
Because what I love most is a club where you have to meet a requirement.
So
this is like middle school all over again.
It's very triggered. Much like you can go, you need to stop.
Yeah.
So you can exclude parties from pardons.
How?
Just by writing in who it doesn't apply to. So if we go back to Carter.
Let's go back.
He did not, the people that he excluded from his pardon of the Vietnam draft dodgers mm-hmm. were military deserters. So if you...
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So if you went to war and then you were like, actually...
Can't do this.
This is some fucked up bullshit. And left, you didn't get a pardon. Or if you were a convicted civilian protester who had engaged in acts of violence...
Interesting.
Yeah. So not just if you protested the war, like
but
that was fine.
But if you were like arrested for causing a riot, basically.
And it was violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he was like, actually, you don't get the pardon either. Yeah.
What a little Jimmy.
I know.
He's maybe the love of my life. I don't know. So you tell much. Me. You tell me. Mm-hmm. Sparks are flying between me and Jimmy Carter. And now there are rules.
There are.
For
there
presidential
are rules.
Pardons, yep. Which I'm going to talk about. So they can only be applied to federal crimes.
Yes.
Because the state crimes go to governors,
yeah,
and each, or legislated.
Are each there, state has like different rules. It's like resigned to whatever constitution of the state says.
Of course they do. Yeah. Sidebar: do you know I have a copy of the Texas state constitution in my childhood home that I found maybe like 8 years ago?
Why? Why do you have this? Is
I
it yours?
Don't know. I found it in my home. It wasn't like I didn't find it in like my childhood bedroom, like
right.
under
it wasn't
my diaries.
Like your cute
sick box? No, it was just in my, like my parents had like put it away in a cabinet somewhere and we were like cleaning it out. I was like, why do we have a copy of the right. Texas Constitution? I'll have to see if they still have it. I will have them mail it to me. Oh, it's so God. Silly. My dream is that it's like the actual constitution, you right. know what I mean? And my family has been chosen to
and
keep
you're gonna,
it.
Right. And you're going to go on that like antiquities show where they like find shit behind frames and stuff.
That's on like TLC or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's your jam.
All right. That's my future.
It also probably just says like, go railroads.
Hashtag railroads. So presidential pardons can only be applied to federal ones because the states are doing their own thing. They're living their own lives. They're grown adults. They don't need to have a parent hovering over them, telling them what to do. Love it. That's exactly what the Constitution says. Okay. The Constitution gives very few restrictions on who a president can pardon, which is a total big surprise.
It's like they can't have like, there's just not impeachment.
Yeah. Right. They like can't pardon themselves for impeachment.
Right. Or any other elected official. Because you can impeach other officials.
Oh, sure, sure.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes.
But like, so as long as it's not like an impeachment offense, they can literally do whatever.
They can do whatever.
Fuck they
and
want.
This is, again, I just, like, how could they not have gotten like any more specific? I'm sorry.
You really choked up there.
I just hit puberty. How could they have not gotten any more specific about who can be pardoned? Like, can you, because they, it's just,
I
you
know
what I mean?
I know.
Like, how can they not have been like, okay, you can pardon anybody but, like, killers. I don't know. Like,
No pardoning murderers.
No, I mean, oh, no pardoning British people. You know, I don't know. Like, think of the time.
I know.
They have to live out their sentence. It's right. Like, I can't believe that they didn't give any restrictions.
I know.
No pardoning brunettes.
There's,
I don't know. This is my
country.
They
definitely would not have pardoned women. Let's just leave
yeah.
that right there.
Women literally don't deserve pardons. Not people. Love.
I also think that like it's like one of those moments where like the founding fathers were like, you know, we don't know what's gonna happen with our startup. Like it could crash and burn. It
just
could
no faith
be really good.
No faith.
They had no faith.
They're like, this is actually max 50 years for this country.
Yeah. Like somebody else is gonna come along and fix. And I just think that they were like, this one offense seems really bad.
Yeah.
Also, they didn't really have a court system. So, like,
right.
trying to figure out, like, who...
It was just going to be George.
Right. Being like...
Running the courts.
No.
Being like, okay, guys, wait. Okay, so I have to decide who is not guilty now? Can you imagine?
Wait.
What?
Honestly?
What?
I think it's hysterical that you just made him, like, a judge. Because we're going to get to this in a second. No, but here's a funny thing. We're going to get to in a second. In the Federalist Papers, that's right. And they're all, the ones that we're going to talk about are both by Alexander Hamilton.
Don't know what that's from.
It just pops up.
It's a little
up.
Bop, yeah.
Hamilton calls the office of the president the chief magistrate.
OMG.
Right?
I love how Alexander Hamilton just like ignores everything that's going on and just like calls it what he wants it
He's
to
like,
be.
And his, like these federal, we should just keep going. We'll talk about the Federalist Papers in a second.
Okay, great. Hashtag Federalist Papers. Other rules of presidential pardons. You don't have to be charged with a crime to be pardoned. Like Nixon, hashtag do we know Nixon? We know Nixon. Ford pardoned Nixon of all of all things, mm-hmm. of all crimes and misdemeanors against the United States,
yep.
before he was he like was never fully convicted of a crime.
No, he wasn't charged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. It was just like, in case you okay, are like, guys,
I'm just like having a premonition. Rich. Like, in the future, we're pardoned. Goodbye, pardon. Goodbye.
You're fine.
Arden, I pardon you.
Oh my God.
I pardon
I'm
you.
I'm so excited.
For any,
like literally anything you do
in the future. Let's just call it a wash.
Great.
That was the exact quote mm-hmm. from Ford.
Right.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's just call this a wash. Okay.
Quote, let's call it a wash. End quote.
End quote. Yeah. And, oh, a pardon can also be preemptively issued for the person of future charges, a.k.a. our friend,
mm-hmm.
Joe Arpaio, who is trash.
I actually looked up, I looked up his actual pardon, which, like, it's kind of a joke. Like,
it is a joke. It's He's a joke. Sheet of, I hate him.
Joe Arpaio was... What was that word you said?
Oh, what was it? What was he it? Thinks something. How do they say trash?
It's like a single sheet of paper that just says like President of the United States, and then like gobbledygook.
Is
Joe
it just
Arpaio.
The word it's pardon?
Like, and then it says pardon, and then it says like for these offenses, and then other future. So I literally like took the language out of the pardon because it says it pardons him for his conviction in 2017 in Arizona, and quote. For any other offenses under Chapter 21 of Title 18 United States Code that might arise or be charged in connection with Melendrez v. Arpaio. Like anything
so
that
just
could come
like
up.
A security blanket of yep. the future.
Yep. That's it. He just like, he doesn't have to worry about that case anymore. Yeah. So
okay.
All of this
to say, talk to me about the pardon attorney because this is new to me. The pardon attorney?
I had no idea that this existed either.
It's crazy that this exists and we have no idea.
And we have no idea. So there's something called the pardon attorney. And according,
and it's me.
And it's Lizzie. She's also the president.
I'm a girl with many hats. I'm a modern woman.
I think that just means you're a girl.
Exactly right.
The pardon attorney, according to the Justice Department.
Love her.
Is the Office of the Pardon Attorney assists the president in the exercise of executive clemency. So under the Constitution, the president's clemency power extends only to federal criminal offenses, and all requests for executive clemency for federal offenses are directed to the pardon attorney for investigation and review.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The pardon attorney prepares the department's recommendation to the president for final disposition of each application.
Oh, God.
Executive clemency may take several forms, like we said, including a pardon, a commutation of sentence, remission of fine, or restitution and reprieve, which is basically saying there's like an application process.
And there's a
shit.
Gatekeeper
mm-hmm.
who says yes, no, yes, no.
Right.
Or like I recommend yes, no, yes,
right.
no.
They like dig through the person's past.
Wow.
How are they doing now in jail? Do they deserve it? Like, what's the story?
Yeah.
And then they make a recommendation to the president. So they get hundreds of applications each year.
I bet. God, is it?
Right?
Okay, this
Actually,
is.
I thought it would be more.
Oh, really?
It's only hundreds. And I was like, well, I don't thought that would have been in the thousands. Like, there are just so many. Right?
I mean, yeah. I know. I think that, yeah. I think there's probably a lot of people charged with federal crimes who probably don't know that they can apply for a presidential pardon.
Do you know what the other thing that kind of surprised me, and then when you think about it, it's actually the right thing, is that it's free.
Oh.
There's no fee.
Oh.
Like, if you apply to New York State to, like, add a doing business name, that shit is $25.
Oh, my gosh.
But you want to apply to for a presidential pardon, that shit is free.
I can't apply to anything without being charged.
So the pardon attorney, yeah, so they see hundreds of applications each year, and...
Is it just... Okay, this is a silly question. Is it one person? Like, the pardon attorney? Is that...
I think that's just the office.
That's just
There's
the
gotta
office.
Be more than... Yeah, could you imagine one dude
One dude
just
being
like,
oh, man! I'm never going to finish this. No, no. Everybody's a no. It's one stressed out guy named Greg just like, I can't do it anymore.
Okay, so I think it's more than one person.
I love.
God hope. It is free to apply. There's no rule or law that says that somebody who wants a presidential pardon has to go through the office of the pardon attorney. And there's no rule or law that says the president has to listen to their recommendation.
Well, that's not surprising. But wait, the first one, does that mean I could like type up an email and be like, hey, will you, if you pardon me?
Sure.
And send that?
Yeah. Or if you like wanted to go golf with Trump.
Which, right? You know, I do.
I know you
would
dying.
Love nothing more than dying. To just spend a couple of hours on the green
with
hitting the balls
with Trump.
With Trump.
And if you had done something wrong and you wanted his pardon, that you could then
I'd
say
be
like,
hey. On the ninth hole.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'll let you win this one.
Look at me.
If you pardon
look
me.
Look in my eyes.
Yeah.
I think you want to pardon me.
Yeah. Look at this. Look at this remorse.
Yeah. I'm upset.
I'm upset.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So you don't have to apply, but that's typically how
people
it's
apply
done and how the president becomes aware of people who would like to apply.
Unless it's like a hot topic.
Right. So fun fact, most, if not all of Trump's pardons haven't gone through the OPA. He's had.
What? Wait a second. This is very unlike him. He is lashing out and acting up.
It's nothing I've ever seen.
He is a by the book guy.
Yeah. I know. It's surprising. You'd really think he'd be more careful. And it's the big remaining question with presidential pardons is that it's unclear if the president can pardon himself.
Right.
That's the big question.
Right. And that's where I want to go back to 17 Hamid Shah, when they were putting this pen to parchment, mm-hmm. being like, I don't know who we shouldn't pardon.
Right.
I feel like, how did they not come up with themselves?
I feel like they didn't foresee that. Like, I don't think they ever thought that.
What do you mean
executive...
they didn't foresee it? They didn't foresee Trump?
They didn't foresee Trump.
That's fair.
Although they did have like the King of Britain or England or whatever the fuck his title is.
King
like,
George.
King George. So like they did have him. They had an example. And yeah. actually like in the Federalist Papers, which we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about hashtag Federalist
Hamilton
Papers.
Hamilton talks about the executive in relation to the king and to a governor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like placing the power of the presidential pardon in like in a context.
Yeah.
And so it's funny that like
they didn't just like
they weren't just like
go the extra mile.
Right. To just be like, and you know what? He can't pardon himself.
That's just to me like basic math.
Yeah. So that's like the outstanding question. There are some standards for pardon approval.
Well, thank God. What are the standards?
Go through the OPA.
What are the standards? You have to be alive. You have to be. That's not even true. Can't you get pardon posthumously?
Oh, I don't know. Can you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there's a Wikipedia category. People have received posthumous pardons. It's a total thing.
Great.
So you can totally be pardoned like basically like make sure this is not part of their legacy.
Oh, their record.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, great. There are standards, so you don't even have to be alive.
You don't even have to be alive.
Nope.
I love.
And the rest of the standards includes the applicant's post-conviction conduct, character, and reputation.
Great. So if they've been a good boy or girl,
right,
or but non-binary.
Not right. But that also depends on like the correction officers, like who are they going to for that information? Like it opens up some worms and stuff. It also includes the seriousness and relative recentness of the offense, the applicant's acceptance of responsibility, remorse, and atonement, and the applicant's need for relief.
Mm-hmm. So you have to like admit your guilt, basically.
Yeah, and you have to be sorry, and you have to be good, and you have to be...
Well, the reason why I say that is because it's like people who are perhaps wrongfully convicted and who don't want to admit that they're guilt.
Right.
Because they're not.
Right.
Like, that's a dicey... Like, they can't
they're
apply
not gonna,
for a presidential pardon.
For a presidential pardon if they don't feel... If they're not guilty.
Yeah. Well, if they're trying to, like, prove their innocence because they didn't do it.
Right.
Okay. That is the Office of the Pardon Attorney.
Mm-hmm. You can also... So the way that the pardon, like, works in reality...
Give it to me straight.
Yeah. Is that it doesn't erase the charge or conviction on somebody's record. Mm-hmm. It basically creates, like, a balance. So you see, like, yes, they were convicted of a crime, but then they were later pardoned for that crime and any future related crimes. And so it's a wash.
It's a wash.
Yeah.
I wonder, and you may not know the answer to this, but if you do, chime in. Certain like felonies that carry like, you know, like they're in some states, convicted felons can't vote, for instance.
Right, right.
If you're pardoned, if things like that are restored, like post-conviction or post-sentence after you get out of prison,
right?
If you still have to do, or if those like things still apply to you or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Questions. If you know, call me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about history, or as I like to call her, herstory.
Herstory.
So, this is crazy. You're going to freak out.
Oh, my God. I can feel it. I can already feel it. I'm so hot already.
The U.S. presidential pardon has roots in the British monarchy.
Shut the front door.
We have never in our herstory pulled anything from Great Britain. And now here we are. I'm just kidding. We pulled everything. it's traced back to 7th century kings. We all knew who they were. They were John, Jacob, Samuel, George, and William.
Probably a Henry or something.
Oh, there's
like
sure
that.
To be a Henry, a Charles,
a Louis.
And it comes from there. And in the Constitution, this is the verbiage.
Oh, read, please.
That is found in the Constitution. So let's once again pull out our handy dandy constitutions. We're going to Article 2, Section 2, a popular section in a popular article. This is what it says. The president shall be commander in chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia of the several states. When called into the actual service of the United States, he may require the opinion in writing of the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of their respective offices. And he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for the offenses against the United States, except in the cases of impeachment.
I feel like you are channeling Theresa May.
Look, I might have been. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
She has been knocked down.
She has taken one blow after the other.
Theresa, call me so I can tell you that it doesn't look like Brexit's happening for you.
No.
Yeah, so that's what the Constitution says. It's just that last little sentence that he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in the cases of impeachment.
Right.
And that's where we get this from. It's great. It's like one sentence. It's not even a full sentence. It's like half a thought that creates this whole
structure.
Right. That creates an office of attorney. You know, like it's like
there are multiple people.
So many people that come from half of a sentence.
I also love that it says offenses against. Where does it say offenses against the United States? That to me is like treason.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just because you're convicted of a federal level crime, doesn't necessarily mean it's against the United States.
Yeah.
It just means maybe the thing you did in two states.
Right.
And that's now federal. Like,
right.
It's such a weird.
Well, I guess back then it was like because the United States was four people and a goat,
right?
That any crime committed was probably against one of the four people or the goat. So, like, that is the United States.
You took our goat.
You took our goat.
You're going to pay.
And maybe pardoned.
And maybe pardoned.
Okay, so we've been waiting all episode to talk about hashtag Federalist Papers.
Federalist Papers. I do love the Federalist Papers.
Literally lay it on me.
Okay, so there are two Federalist Papers that talk about the presidential pardon. The first one is Federalist Paper number 69.
Let's all pull it out.
Mm-hmm.
Federalist Paper number 69.
It's by Alexander Hamilton.
Heard of him.
Written on March 14th, 1788.
Oh my God. It was literally almost the Habita Shambita year anniversary.
Right. Exactly.
Love. We're 4 days off. Happy anniversary, Alexander Hamilton.
So in this Federalist Paper, it clarifies the powers of the presidency. And like I said, it differentiates it from the King of England and the position of governor. So he was really trying to like place it in context and be like,
is it just like a graph? Not, like this is a king.
Yeah.
This is a governor. And in between is a president.
It's like a pendulum. And he's really trying hard with his like, so therefore is if thou ands to like really... give like the readers some idea about like we know this, and he's writing this like the Constitution has already been written back in Shemana Hamana, and it's like it's been passed, and so he's really trying to be like, I know this is what it says, but just for clarity's sake,
humor me, guys. Just literally hear me on this.
I just want to make sure that we all understand, even though like in these Federalist Papers, like nobody, they're not like law. Like,
yeah,
this would have
papers.
Been nice if
this
you had been like
journals,
right?
At best,
And I mean, like, there are the other Federalist Papers, which I'm sure will come up on different episodes, are written by like Madison and like all these people.
You know him.
You know him. So in this particular, so this is the language that he says. He says the power of the president in respect to pardons would extend to all cases except those of impeachment.
Oh my gosh.
Right? He all capped that.
Was it all in all caps?
Actually,
on parchment?
I don't know. I might have all capped that.
Again, hope to God. I hope it was in all caps. I hope it was underlined. I hope it was like 1776 italicized. Like, I hope it was just the whole thing.
Oh my God.
I hope he went over it three times to create a nice bold font. Except those of impeachment.
Oh my God. What if that was true?
Look, I don't know. Maybe it is.
I love.
Prove me wrong.
The governor of New York, which he like picks this person out by name or like by office.
The governor of New York, John.
May pardon in all cases, even in those of impeachment.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Yep.
Except for treason and murder.
Wait, what?
Okay. Is not the power. So this is, he's asking a rhetorical question now.
I love it.
As they did
to his audience
back in the days when it was like super, like a really constructive way of teaching people things.
Brilliant.
Is not the power of the governor in this article on a calculation of political consequences greater than that of the president? So he's like arguing that the governor, based on like what he has the power to pardon, actually has more power than the president.
Well, because he can pardon himself. Oh, no, he can pardon impeachment.
He can. Yeah, he can pardon impeachment. And he can also like pardon. He can't pardon for murder or treason.
Which, I mean, treason, like, I get, because isn't treason, that's like a federal. Right. Can you commit treason against the state of New York? Is
actually,
that a thing?
I don't know.
Wow.
I know.
We'll investigate and get back to you. If we can, treason. I probably already have. Hashtag MTA.
The number of, exactly.
You know what an act of treason is? The goddamn MTA. Yeah. So we'll look up if you can commit treason against the state. But yeah, it makes sense that you, if a governor, assuming that that's a federal thing,
right,
can't pardon treasons. Murder, I feel like, why not?
Why not pardon murder?
Yeah. Like, why can't a governor pardon?
We do.
No, I know. But why in here he's like,
oh,
it like wasn't a thing.
Probably because they used to do that, like, you know, what's that thing?
Because there's only seven people in a goat.
There's only seven people in a goat. And they were like, we know he's a dick, but we need that seventh person. And so you shot him and you're not going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like they used to have a lot of like gun duels.
Yeah.
And
they just shot each other all the time. We're like, we can't go through all of the, you know?
Yeah. That would be a lot of work.
Love. Right. So what's the other Federalist
paper? So the other Federalist paper is Federalist Paper number 74, also by Alexander Hamilton. He had a lot of feelings on the presidential pardon. He's the only one who wrote about it.
I love it. I just see him at home. There's a candle, right, and he's just scribbling. Nobody listens to me.
He's very angry.
It's just six people, me and a goat. And none of them are listening.
The fucking goat peed on me. And
so I'll show them by writing these papers that have no legal standing.
So after this line in the Constitution that says, like, the power of the president to pardon, blah, 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 the thing we've read, he quotes that and then says, humanity and good policy conspire to dictate that the benign prerogative of pardoning should be as little as possible fettered or embarrassed.
He literally was writing this and he had a fucking thesaurus right next to him. He had a thesaurus, a dictionary. He was opening up and be like, what's another hot word?
But essentially what he's saying is, like, don't embarrass us, president, by abusing the power by pardoning somebody who doesn't deserve it.
Love that.
Because basically he was saying, like, this person probably will have, like, a righteous soul, you know, be a good person, a good human.
The president?
And the president.
Oh, Alex, call me.
Right. And so he was like, please just don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck this up.
Embarrass me at the grocery store.
Do not embarrass me in front of the family. We have guests.
So then he goes on to say, the reflection that the fate of a fellow creature depended on his soul fiat.
Okay, he's got the dictionary out again. He's drunker than he was before. He's been taking shots.
Would naturally inspire scrupulousness and caution. The dread of being accused of weakness or connivance would beget equal circumspection, though of a different kind. So he's basically saying the same thing. Like, this, the the weight of pardoning somebody would weigh so heavy on the president that he, obviously he, would want to take extreme caution and really dive deep really into what this means for this person to be pardoned.
And enter Trump.
Mm-hmm. There's like three more little bullet points that I want to read.
Great. Go.
Okay. The expediency of vesting the power of pardoning in the president has, if I mistake not.
Oh my God. I love him.
If I mistake not, being only contested in relation to the crime of treason. This, it has been urged, ought to have depended upon the assent of one or both of the branches of the legislative body.
I love that if I mistake not, being like, if I'm not wrong, or like, correct me if I'm wrong. That's literally what he's saying.
Becky, if you think I'm wrong, then you can get out and walk.
Look, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong. It's a hypothetical. Correct me if I'm wrong. Alexander was like bitchy, and I love him for it.
He was a bitchy queen.
He was.
Oh my God, I love.
Love.
Because also that, like, I mistake not, first of all, y'all couldn't see it, but I immediately threw up my finger and head shook.
You gave it sass, because how can you not?
It is sassafras.
If I mistake not, like, I know I mistake not, because all I'm doing is coming home every night, reading books about the same thing, and going absolutely batshit crazy. The hypothetical questions he's asking are to the voices in his head. He is out of his mind. Alexander Hamilton needed a hobby. No one was there. This was a cry for help, and nobody was reaching out to him. Alex, call me. I will help you.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I fucking love you. You're so amazing.
Thank you so much. Also, Alex, if you're listening, you're amazing, too. And you're amazing, don't too. Let George, John, or Jacob tell you any differently.
You march to the beat of your own little queen drummer,
your
honey.
Own drum. Arden is having a meltdown, and I love it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay. The good news is he's not done writing.
No, he comes back with more. Also, this part about, like, it has been urged ought to have depended on the assent of one or both of the branches of the legislative body. Like, he's saying, like, maybe this, like, it's probably fine that the president has the power to pardon, but, like,
Maybe it shouldn't
just be that way.
I love.
Maybe we should kick it to Congress.
Yeah.
At least one chamber.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Nope. None of this happened.
None of this happened. So then he goes on to say, but there are also strong objections to such a plan.
Of course.
It is not to be doubted that a single man of prudence and good sense is better fitted in delicate conjectures to balance the motives which may plead for and against the remission of the punishment than any numerous body whatsoever.
I literally couldn't disagree with this more. He's literally like, one person's opinion is better than a group of people. Like, that's literally what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's
saying.
One
guy, George Washington, should have only the say, as opposed to, like, the other six of us and the goat who make up this country.
That is exactly what he's saying. He's like, this one person
can probably make a more informed decision.
Right.
It's with, like, the delicacies.
It's like, he would have been like, we can't put this in a Google Doc because it's just too many people are going to comment and have opinions. And we should just, like, keep this to ourselves on a phone call.
Yeah.
Like, that's his, like, rationale in 1788. It's just too many cooks in the kitchen.
Okay, great. Keep going.
Okay. It deserves particular attention that treason will often be connected with seditions, which I think they mean, like, I think they were anticipating, like, more states leaving the union. Like, people joined this union.
Like, we created a kind of a shitty country. I'm anticipating some drop off.
Our recidivism rate is going to be
super low. It's going to go down a couple of knocks. And I foresee that happening. Why would you stay? There's only seven of us and a goat. Like, George is talking to a tree right now. I don't know what's going on.
What do we have to offer? Not a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, that treason will often be connected with seditions is him being like, these people who are going to leave our country well, that will be seen as a treasonous act. Totally. And so, like, what are we going to do with their pardons?
Yeah.
Right? Which, like, does come up after the Civil War.
Yeah.
But it just also proves, like, how wrong Hamilton was. Like, he thought people were going to be like, your startup is not working for me.
I'm going to pull out.
That treason will often be connected with seditions, which embrace a large proportion of the community, as lately happened in Massachusetts.
Did we forget what happened in Massachusetts? John.
Hello.
George Jacob.
Jamer Heimerson. It is the second time in this episode we've made the same joke. I love it.
We're connected. But yeah, I love that he doesn't name what happened in Massachusetts. He doesn't even put a month, a date, or like a year. He's just like, you all know what happened in Massachusetts. Okay, there's only three people living there and the goat. So
remember that time at the bar, Becky? That time at the bar?
Do you remember?
You know exactly what
you
I'm talking about.
You gave me so much attitude and I was having none of it.
Oh my God.
Sorry. It happened in Massachusetts. Did you read the paper that came out 2 years ago? The next edition should be out any year now. I really want to know what happened in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know. Now we got to look it up. Okay. In every such case, we might expect to see the representation of the people tainted with the same spirit which had given birth to the offense. So he's saying, like, where there's one treasonous fool, there are a many.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
And he's basically like, this is the argument against throwing the pardon to Congress,
uh-huh,
or either chamber, because he's saying
they can't pardon a group of people.
Yeah, they can't. Listen, this would be so much to untangle.
Mm.
We're gonna have so many people leaving our country.
So let's give
it
to George.
It's gonna be a treasonous act. It's way too much for Congress to handle, to like look at all these people.
Yeah.
First of all, it's horse and buggy. We got to get there. We got to, like, it's quill and parchment. That's a lot of writing.
Yeah.
And so he was like, you know, that's too much for them. And I think it should just be the president. And that's his argument.
Yeah. Who has so much time on his hands.
Right.
You know.
Right. He ends with...
Oh my God.
I know. Oh, this is where he calls him chief magistrate.
Lord. Just rename it.
Lord.
Call it what you want. Look, that's why I call myself the president. If you can see it in your mind's eye, if you articulate it, it'll come. It'll manifest. And that's what he's trying to do. I appreciate him for that.
He was living by the secrets of the secret without knowing that
he was living
by the secrets of the secret.
Wow.
Okay. The last thing he says, the principal argument for reposing the power of pardoning in this case to the chief magistrate is this. In seasons of insurrection or rebellion, there are often critical moments when a well-timed offer of pardon to the insurgents or rebels may restore the tranquility of the Commonwealth, and which, if suffered to pass unimproved, it may never be possible afterwards to recall.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's saying, like, what he said actually happened after the South seceded in, mm-hmm, I almost said receded.
After the hairline receded in the South, we all know it. Look, they're prematurely bald. It's very unfortunate.
That's what happened, you know, because then they were like, well, what do we do with all these Southerners who, like, left us?
Yeah.
You left us and hung us out to dry and you cost us a lot of money. And
lives.
What do we do with you now? And lives, and, like, people died.
Half of us are dead.
And you're fucking ridiculous. And what do we do with you now? And so he was anticipating... not that particular thing, but I think he was anticipating states being like, I don't, this isn't worth it. Like, we've set up our own state constitution.
Yeah.
We've got our own economy. Like, what are you giving us? What's the benefit of staying with you?
Yeah, let's be honest. Alexander Hamilton was a soothsayer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, in my mind's eye, I see this being a problem.
And
what I see will come to pass.
Right. And so he's saying, like, you know, if we're going to quash this rebellion, then we will need a pardon and we will need it quickly so that the people who are defecting from our country want to come back
right
sooner rather than later. And
right,
we can all, like, he was really arguing, his argue for holding the pardon in the power of the presidency is really an argument for a united union.
So interesting.
Right?
It's putting so much power in one person, which is literally why we fought the Revolutionary War, was to get away from that thing.
To get away from that thing. I mean, and he conveniently overlooks literally all of that.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Except he does refer to it as the Commonwealth, which is like so British. I can't even. Like, also, we've never been a Commonwealth. No, we don't have common and we don't have wealth. That's not exactly what we're doing. We have seven people and a goat. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? There's also no chief magistrate. Like, we have never had a chief magistrate, except that that's what he seems to call the president.
This is his dream journal. I've decided. This is his dream journal. He like wakes up and he writes in his dream journal. And this is what we came up with. The Federalist Papers.
He's so fucking sassafras.
He is. He's like, I went to college.
I really see what Lin-Manuel saw in him. Like, I look do at me too, dancing. Honestly, I'm like literally sitting in my chair.
I know. I am loving his writing. Back and forth. This was the best decision we've ever made. And we will do more on the Federalist Papers. Oh, do God. Not worry.
They're a gem and a half. They're good reads. They're good reads.
But this is a great way to shimmy over into like famous presidential pardons throughout history.
Yes.
Herstory.
Oh my God, I'm so ready.
The first presidential pardon, pardon numero uno, was George Washington. He came in and he pardoned. He pardoned two gentlemen, John Mitchell and Philip Weigel, who were involved in the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794. So that was the first one. Very exciting. Great. The president with the most pardons, this is not surprising at all, is, you know him, you love him, friend of the show, FDR. Who was president for approximately 13 years, give or take. He had 3,687 pardons.
That is
so many pardons.
Holy
a
fuck.
A pardon a day keeps a doctor away. A lot of them came from prohibition and people who had committed crime. Like, were like, I'm fucking drinking.
Right.
You can take away my alcohol. I'm going to keep drinking. Oh, there was God a lot bless. Of prohibition. Pardons because people kept getting arrested.
People were like,
they were drunks.
Because they were like, I have nothing to live for.
You literally must let
Please
me drink.
Please let me drink so that I can forget that I have nothing to live for. Yeah. And honestly, sometimes same.
Yes. Literally same. I know. If prohibition was now, like, lock me up, throw away the key.
Literally, like, it would be like a tumbleweed across Brooklyn.
Yeah, goodbye. I know. All of Brooklyn would be locked up. I love that about Brooklyn. So, yeah, FDR had the most pardons. The second most pardons is kind of surprisingly was wet blanket Woodrow Wilson with 2,480. Yeah, I don't know what he was up to, but it certainly wasn't preventing the Second World War, but he was pardoning people. I hate Woodrow Wilson.
This is so funny.
So that was the president with the most pardons. The presidents with the least pardons, there's two. It's a tie at quote at zero.
Oh.
William Henry Harrison had zero pardons because he straight up died 31 days into his presidency.
That's not funny. I'm so
He literally
sorry.
Was like, I can't do it, and then died. So he didn't have a chance to pardon anybody, although I would have been very impressed if he had managed to squeak one out, you know?
Right, right.
So he has zero. The other president that has zero is James Garfield, who also died because he was assassinated 6 months into his presidency.
Who was so angry at Garfield?
For 6 months. I mean, I was like, give him some time. Yeah, assassinated.
Wow.
So he died, and they never got a chance to fulfill their dreams of pardoning someone. They told me that. So those are the most, and those are the least. And then rounding out sort of just like notorious pardons, like crazy ones throughout history.
I love this. I'm so ready.
So Abraham Lincoln, you know him. You love him.
Love him.
We all know. Look at a penny. There he is. He pardoned a man accused of bestiality due to his impeccable behavior in prison and no prior record.
I mean, if you're in prison for bestiality and they put no beast with you,
you're gonna be great. You're gonna soar.
Right.
It's like literally that is they your gave crime. Him the tools that he needed to succeed, which was no animals. But yeah, I just love that like this came to Abraham's desk and he was like, he seems like he's doing well. I'm just really proud of the progress he's making, you know? He hasn't touched one goat.
We only have two now, you know, but still, like,
yeah. So he pardoned a man accused of bestiality due to his impeccable behavior.
When you said came to Abraham's desk, my first thought was, it sounds so weird to say Abraham not Lincoln.
I know. I literally said it and I thought, what?
I was like, Abraham?
But he and I, you know, I call him Abraham. He calls me Lizzie. We're very close in that way. Yeah. Yeah. So when he told me that he pardoned a man accused of bestiality, I was like, honey, why?
Abraham? What are you doing?
So that was one. This is another one. Another notorious pardon. We talked about this a little bit. Andrew Johnson, my sworn enemy, pardoned and offered amnesty to soldiers who fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah, he did.
He did. So he was like, all of you who've murdered all of us, you're good. You're good. Go with God. Let's perpetuate a system of racial inequality for the next 100 years. And let's do it together.
Yeah.
End quote.
End quote.
Yep.
Great.
Another notable one that we've touched on, President Gerald Ford, who became president after Nixon resigned. He pardoned Nixon for any involvement that he might have had in the Watergate scandal. Again, he was just like, you know what? Whatever you did, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
But consider it forgotten.
Right.
This is, okay, we're back at Jimmy Carter.
I love him so much.
Because we love him. So you talked about the one that he did with the Vietnam soldiers. Yep. Another pardon that he gave out that I found literally incredible. He pardoned Patty Hearst for her involvement in assisting a bank robbery.
That's so weird.
I know.
Is this Patty Hearst of like Hearst?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I had that wrong. Jimmy Carter commuted her sentence. And then Bill Clinton is the one who gave her a full pardon. In his last day of office. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Another notable pardon. Bill Clinton pardoned his brother, Roger Clinton, for drug possession.
I think Hamilton would have been against that.
I'm sure he would have been.
That's
he would
very
have been
king-like.
He would have been like, what was the thing he said? Hold on.
If I mistake not.
If I mistake not, methinks you cannot pardon thy brother, end quote, is what he would have written down. Yep. Exactly. Notable one for Barack Obama. He pardoned Chelsea Manning for her role in leaking classified information to WikiLeaks. So there was a big... It was a big deal that she was in prison because she wasn't receiving like treatment for being a man who is now transitioning into a woman. Mm-hmm. And so it was a real big thing. And then Barack Obama very famously pardoned her. And now she is out. And then finally, our dearest one, Donald J. Trump. He, as we've talked about, pardoned famously Joe Arpaio. If you don't know who Joe Arpaio is, he was sheriff in Arizona. Yep. In Arizona, who is just like notorious for racial profiling and profiling immigrants, illegal and not, just basically people of color and having them arrested. Like, this is all well documented. He was eventually charged for obstruction of justice or contempt of court or something like that. And he was literally found guilty. It was all found guilty. Like, he is a guilty man. And Trump came in and was like, oh, you know, I think he's a great dude. Let me just pardon him.
Yep.
Yep. So just so everybody knows, he was found guilty by our justice system. And then why this is whole thing is important literally today is Paul Manafort, who has now been sentenced to 7-ish years and some change of prison for his multitude of crimes that he's committed. He, like, the idea of him being pardoned has been tossed around. Trump himself has said that he has not, like, taken it off the table.
Yep.
The only way this is not going to happen is if what's happening in New York, the charges that the state of New York is bringing against Manafort, if those are seen through and he is found guilty and convicted of prison time through that, Trump cannot pardon that because that's a states' rights thing. The only time I've agreed with states' rights. That's not true. I agree with a lot of states' rights, but yeah.
Yep.
So that's why this is important now.
Can you reverse a pardon? Like, what happened? Like,
No, nothing.
You There's literally like literally can't. Nothing.
There's
so.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. And you over there, hey, there's nothing you can do. Yeah. No, it's presidential pardon. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. There's like, it's been used for good.
Yeah.
Throughout history.
Yep.
And I think that it's great. But the fact, like, anytime there's not a check
right
on something,
right,
makes me very uncomfortable. Just purely based on the president that we have now.
Right.
And that a gentleman, aka Paul Manafort, who has been like publicly convicted of felonies, mm-hmm. plural, can be pardoned. Is right. like, I, like, only just because he's been a loyal, like, servant to Trump.
To Trump.
Like,
right.
that to me is right. not an adequate basis for pardoning somebody.
Right.
That you've just been, you've been loyal to me. You've been good to me.
Right.
It's like, no, but you also come in a felony.
But
you also plural.
Did a ball shot.
Like, one felony? Okay. One felony? Shame on you. Two felonies? Shame on me. Like, you can't.
But I also feel like this is why, like, there's no, maybe there should be a law that says every, you know, presidential pardon must go before petition or application to the office of the pardon attorney before, and the pardon attorney must issue like a recommendation before the president can pardon this person. Because right now it's just like they exist,
yeah,
but if the president doesn't them. Right, they don't have to go through them, and if the president doesn't want to listen to their recommendation, like, you know,
yeah,
see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Jeez Louise.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. But yeah, that's the presidential pardon.
That is it.
Oh my God.
I'm
literally sweating.
I am so sweaty, and I have to go reapply my makeup because I think it's melted all over my face.
I love that.
And I think from the tears of laughter that I cried, oh my God.
I'm sorry. Look, I
know you are my life
Hamilton
force.
Alexander took over me for this whole episode. He was just like, he was like, do me justice. Don't make me a well-intentioned rapper. Make me who I am, which is a bitchy queen.
Oh my God, he was such a bitchy queen.
Such a bitchy queen. I love him. Love you, Alexander Hamilton. Love you, listeners.
Love you.
We love you so much, and we will see you next time. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Let me tell you, if you liked what you heard today, then you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Let's Get Civical. We're on iTunes Podcast. We're on Spotify. Please like us, rate us, review us. We want to hear your feedback. And if you'd like to call me, you can call us at 347-509-9414. Please call me. Tell me what's going on, because I don't know. We love you so much, and we can't wait to have you back for next week's episode.